You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, April 18th, 2021, and it's a beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying yourself. It's nice to be out of winter, out of COVID, for the most part, and getting back to a regular life. Hopefully you are too. I apologize for the delay in this podcast. The previous two episodes were a lot of work for me, producing both the audio and the video and everything else, and so I needed a break to take care of other issues in my life. So I'm back now, and I hope you're doing well. A couple of side things. I tell you what, in the last 2 days, I've had a couple of really important posts, and I'm going to be referencing some of them today in this podcast, but I do recommend that you read them, particularly my interview, my written interview with Master David, who has suddenly exploded onto the Twitter, I want to say FinDom scene, but it's not really that, it's Dom Sub scene on Twitter. It's at David Tent Moon, and he is an incredible alpha master and owner of Faggots. And I think reading, if you read his answers, they're very, very thoughtful answers, and you can kind of see why he is gaining so much loyalty from faggots across the internet. So I encourage you to read his my interview with him. So, also on the Unequals bracelet, there have been a few more sales, so I don't know if we're going to hit 50 or not, but maybe we will now, I don't know, but I'm about to, I've been trying to get this ordered, the ones that have put their money in for this bracelet. I am trying to get those orders out, so that should be soon, very, very soon, like next week at some point. So hang on, people, okay? it's kind of, it's always hard when you're kind of creating something new to get the logistics done, you know, correctly. So you have a kind of a base, you know. I will say this, that the price is going to go up after this first batch. So, you know, anyway, that's all I really got right now, I think. Also, well, one more thing. The site is back up on YouTube again, and I've been posting video interviews on the new site. You can find it, Fags Worship Alphas. You'll see the logo. So, yeah, and I've already got the most recent three video interviews up on YouTube. So we're going to give it another shot, I guess. I do want some platform, public platform, you know, to carry those videos because the message itself is very important. So anyway, at least to me it is. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is purpose, okay? Over the last week or so, I've had a couple of really extraordinary posts on the website from different faggots about their owners, okay? The first one, the one post that really, really rung a bell with me was the post from Jamie about Master Dino and being collared by Master Dino. It just happened to be that I posted this extraordinary video on the site of this faggot being collared by its master, and then the faggot sniffing his, you know, dick and balls and, like, breathing the scent from his pubic hair after being collared. And it was a very intimate video, very powerful, because you see from the video what it means to be collared by a man for a faggot, you know. It was there being played out visually. And then Jamie wrote really one of the most extraordinary love letters, I guess is really all you can call it, about Master Dino collaring him. And at the same time that I was publishing that, I received a letter from a faggot named David that I've been following and writing about. And he wrote about a very special moment with his alpha, whose name is Alex, okay? And in that letter, he described how he went on a walk with Alpha Alex, and they were out in the woods, and they got to a secluded spot, and Alpha Alex, or I'm going to call him Master Alex, really, but he asked David to remove all of his clothes. So he was naked, and he had his chastity cage on. And he noticed that David had the key to his chastity cage on him. And he asked why David had brought it. And David said, "I want to give it to you to care, to hold on to." And so he gave his master the key to his chastity cage. And at that point, Master Alex said, "That's all I really wanted, was for you to give that to me and trust me to, you know, to devote yourself essentially to me that way." And so he unlocked David and told David to masturbate in front of him. So he did. And then he told David to crawl over to him and service him. And so David did, and swallowed his load right there in the woods. And after that was finished, Master Alex took the chastity cage that he had taken off of David, and he put it, hung it on a tree limb, and said, "You know, I'm going to keep the key as a symbol that you have dedicated yourself to me, and you don't need the cage." Now, in both cases, you know, Master Dino collaring Jamie is it's an outward sign, right, of ownership or being owned, correct? And then on the other hand, you've got Master Alex removing the chastity cage once David proved that he was devoted solely to him. I find it interesting that the common denominator there is a faggot accepting its purpose in its heart. Do you get what I'm saying? There are two different experiences. One is being collared and being encased, essentially, and the other one is being free of its cage. But in both cases, the underlying thing is purpose. So both of these faggots, because of their deep, deep devotion to their masters, their owners, they gained this, these favors, I guess we'll say, from their masters, this level of trust, this level of devotion, this level of affirmation, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. It all comes from this purpose that the faggot is fulfilling in itself. Now, how do we get there? Well, I mean, some of it comes down to a lot of it actually comes down to mindset. You have to be willing to completely debase yourself. And debase has a negative connotation, but I'm using it as a positive here with faggots. You have to be willing to go all the way. You have to be willing to give up yourself for the man who owns you. Can you do that is the question, you know, that every faggot should ask themselves, because that's how you get to the point where a man looks at you and says, "This is mine. I own this. I want to own this. I want to be served and worshipped by this." And completely takes over you, you know. There is no greater privilege in this world for a faggot than to be owned by a man. When you do that, when you come to that point where a man puts his collar around your neck, or a man puts a chastity cage on you, or he chooses to take it off of you when you've proven yourself, when you have developed that level of just complete submission to a man, you feel a sense of peace that is beyond description. There's this feeling of, and I always use this term of coming home, you know. It's like being on a journey where you don't know where you're going necessarily, or if you're going to make it, and then you finally reach it. And there's this sense of being internally of being able to just put all your baggage down and say, "I made it. This is where I belong." I can't imagine that any faggot that's listening to this doesn't want that. And I can't imagine any man who owns faggots or wants to own a faggot doesn't want that for their faggot. I mean, and I'm not talking about these kind of ignorant, you know, alphas that, you know, do stupid shit online, burn faggots with cigarettes and all that kind of stupid shit. I'm talking about real men, real alpha males who really own faggots. They want their faggots to be strong and built up and have their service mean something. You know, it's... I've never known a true alpha master of faggots who, you know, owns faggots, who really mistreated their faggots. They want their faggots to have purpose because it drives them to serve even more. So when a man does things like that, you know, puts a collar on a faggot, or you know, tenderly like rubs a faggot's head and tells it that it's a good boy or something like that, or you know, holds it after a hard fucking or whatever, or the faggot did a good job, or it told the truth, or you know, something like that. Whenever it's done something good, caring about your faggot's purpose does not make you less of an alpha. And I think a lot of times, particularly straight alphas, have a hard time understanding that they are actually, their alphahood grows from that, not decreases. They're more of a man because they're able to do that. It's one of the great secrets about manhood is that you become more of a man by being humble in places and being generous or magnanimous or whatever, you know, just, you know, benevolent. You become more of a man. But for a faggot, you know, ultimately that purpose that underlies everything that a faggot does, that has to be cultivated and nourished and grown within the faggot. And that's something that the faggot does by its actions and its meditations and things that it thinks about. And it's also cultivated by its owner, by these actions that an alpha master would take with his faggot. But, you know, without purpose, a faggot's life is just a series of sexual encounters. Sometimes they're very hot sexual encounters, okay? But I desperately want my faggot readers and listeners and whatnot to find purpose. You know, that's really it's gonna help you weather a lot of troubles and difficult times and emotional turmoil. You know, just remembering who you are, who you serve, why you serve, you know, and why you serve them. So I do encourage that you read both of those posts and watch that video, the collaring video. I thought it was, that video is one of the most extraordinary videos I've ever posted or ever looked at, honestly. I was so moved by it, and I just think it should be played on a loop, you know. It's that powerful. For a faggot, you know, I mean, I've been there. I've been in that situation, okay? And it's extremely powerful to just kneel and just really admire your owner's, you know, cock and balls and smell his scent and imprint on it. That video, you know, really illustrates it, you know, where I can look at it and go, I know what's going on there in the faggot's mind, you know, or not going on. Usually kind of blank out, actually. But I do encourage all faggots to read those posts and watch that video and tell me how you can improve, how you can deepen your purpose to serve, because it's definitely necessary if you're going to be happy and safe in service. So anyway, that's all I got, really. I just I just really wanted to talk about that a little bit because it's been a week of purpose conversations for me, so I really wanted to talk about purpose. Anyway, I have an interview coming up in a little bit, and I need to get going, but and I've got a couple other interviews that are potentially are in the works. I don't know if we're going to see if that happens or not, but I'm trying to get some interviews with some non-FinDom alphas, you know, so I'm working on it. I'm working for you guys all the time, you know that, right? Anyway, I will let you go, okay? Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I love you very much. Take care. Bye!